worms and grasshoppers.
Did you ever try any of these little fish?
Minnows?
Uh-huh.
Oh, black minnows, striped minnows.
Mm-hmm. I'm no good with those. I can't hook the doggone fish. You know, take it all right, but I get eager and I snap the thing and I lose them every time.
You jerk too quick.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to a fly rod, and there, as soon as you see something, you jump back. I just go crazy. I beat myself to death with a bomber. Did you ever use any of those creatures, or do you have those here, that you find in the mud? Have pinchers up on the end?
Crawdads?
Yeah.
Crawfish and crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them used to say crayfish.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them say crawfish, and the others say crawdads.
I used those just once with another fellow. First time I've ever been successful, but oh, they were dandy.
Well, did you ever eat any crawdad tails?
No, I haven't.
Well, you missed the ducks.
That's what I've heard. You know, in Sweden they have a week when they eat crawdad tails. And I guess those Swedes go crazy.
We clean them by the tub, folks.
How do you clean them?
Just like you would shrimp.
Split the backbone off?
Just pull that tail off the crawdad and clean the vein out and put it in the pan and fry it.
Huh. Just the way you'd cook shrimp. Oh, yeah.
It's delicious. Roll it in cornmeal and flour. Fried and deep fat.
Hmm.
I haven't eaten in 35 years.
Does your wife like them?
From the time I was 8 till I was about 12 or 13 years old. In the spring of the year, and the crawdads started coming out, we'd go to different creeks and ponds, mostly ponds around the banks, and catch them and dig them up and sing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And several of the boys in our neighborhood, and we'd always clean them and cook them.
Mm-hmm. But you get these in the spring, huh? Before they have a chance to get
them. Seems to me like we always got them in the spring of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
But they always made mounds. And you could tell where they were with their tails. They'd whip up a hole, and as the mud came out, it'd make a mound.
Mm-hmm. And you dug them out, huh?
Dug them out or seen for them.
Hmm. Did you use those for fish bait, too?
I don't ever remember using crawdads for fish bait. Of course, some of the boys did.
You mentioned fishing up in the mountains. Was that over here?
Up here in the Wichita Mountains.
Was it any good up there?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you catch?
We caught, at that particular time, most everything you catch was perch and crappie.
Good ones?
Good ones.
Hmm.
We have caught crappie up there 14 inches long, weigh 2 or 3 pounds.
My goodness. How'd you get in? Drive in?
No, a tight line. Just sinker and a hook and a minnow and a rod. And tight line out of a boat.
Hmm.
Never use a bobber.
Hmm.
Just let that line lay loose in your hand, and just as soon as you felt a nibble, well, you quick jerk, not too hard, and you'd snag one.
Use a minnow?
Minnow.
Hmm.
Small minnows.
How'd you get into the lakes up there?
Oh, at that time when we had old cars, we had an old Star, an old Essex. We go up on weekends.
I remember that Star. I had a friend who had one. Or my dad had a friend who had one. Oh, that was a goer.
We had another Hewitt, an old Hewitt car.
Never seen one of those.
And when the first car my father had was an old Studebaker touring car. Then he bought a 4-door sedan, Hewitt.
Mm.
And on the back of it, we still have